You're listening to Root Cause Remedies, a podcast that explores environmental justice from right here in Hawaii. I'm Lala Nuss, your guest and fellow traveler on this Huaka'i, to learn more about the issues that affect the lands, waters, humans, and more than humans, that sustain us. This season's series is dedicated to Wai. Wai, or fresh water, was well understood by Kapoe Kahiko, the people of old, in that the native Hawaiian concept of wealth was wai wai, or literally water, water. In old Hawaii, it was everyone's kuleana or responsibility to malama ika wai, or take care of the water, because it affected the livelihood and well-being of the entire community. Viewing wealth as a collective environmental asset challenges conventional Western notions of economics. It invites us to reconsider our roles and responsibilities as malahini, visitors, kama'aina, residents, keikioka'aina, children of this land, and kanaka'o'iwi, ancestral descendants of Hawaii, to preserve and advance beyond Hawaii's financial capital to its true source of wealth, the natural, cultural, social, and spiritual capacities. In this context, a person's wealth is determined by how much water they have access to and how healthy that water quality remains throughout its cycle. Kapoe Kahiko around the world knew of this, mirroring nature's genius engineering and establishing ways in which wai would be used for the abundance of all living beings. Every mahi'ai, lo'ikalo, or taro farmer that lived along the same stream had equal access to the water that flowed in it. No one farmer had more claims to the water than the next, and each understood their kuleana, responsibility in sharing and keeping the water healthy. Farmers devised ways to divert just enough water from the stream for their lo'i. The Owai irrigation systems, which were brilliantly crafted and maintained over hundreds of years and still practiced today, divert just enough water from the stream to provide for the lo'i. Since lo'ikalo needs a continuous flow of fresh water, the Owai takes the water back to the stream after it flows through each lo'i. Thus, traditional kalo farmers do not keep the water for themselves. They ensure that whatever water is not taken for their lo'i returns to the stream for the next farmer, for the next generation. Additionally, the water returning to the stream after it has gone through the lo'i do so with added nutrients, which is beneficial to fish ponds that were, in many instances, built along the shorelines where the waters from the mountaintops found their way eventually into the ocean, nourishing shoreline animals and coral reefs around the islands, in symbiotic rhythm with the planet's water cycle that create and nourish all life on island Earth. Fast forward 100 years, and the U.S. colonization and occupation of Hawaii has caused dramatic changes to the waterways and landscapes. Like today, wai is a valuable and necessary source for survival, but even more so for profit and power. 90% of all Hawaii streams have been diverted from their original flows, starting with the plantation barons who capitalized on the rich soils, ideal climate, and abundant fresh water Hawaii offered year-round. The military's footprint, creating barriers to access traditional fresh and saltwater areas, as well as the desecration of aquifers and the destruction of whole island water tables, devastating Hawaii's once pristine water sources. Right now, at the end of 2021, Oahu is experiencing a water crisis as a result of the U.S. Navy's negligence and recklessness. It has been confirmed that there is petroleum contamination in the Navy's Red Hill drinking water well. Currently, the contamination is contained to the Navy's water system, but as a precaution, the Board of Water Supply has shut down its Halawa well. This station provides 20% of Oahu's urban population, but this isn't the first time this has happened. The Red Hill bulk storage facility holds well over 1 million gallons of fuel, built just above Oahu's primary drinking water supply. It was built specifically for World War II in the 1940s. The facility is completely underground and holds 20 tanks, 18 of which remain active today. Each tank standing 200 feet tall and 100 feet wide, each larger than the Aloha Tower building. The facility is located in Kapukaki, known today as Red Hill, which is a mountain range located between Halawa and Wanaloa in the Ewa district of Oahu. 100 feet directly below the facility sits the southern Oahu Basal Aquifer, the primary drinking water source for the island. This aquifer alone provides drinking water for over 400,000 residents, plus millions of visitors from Halawa to Hawaiʻi, including all of urban Honolulu and Waikiki. The Environmental Protection Agency determined that this aquifer is the principal source of drinking water for the island, and that, if contaminated, would create a significant hazard to public health. The Navy's response and lack of action has been deeply concerning, and that is just one of the many issues we'll be exploring this season. There is also the continued acceleration of modern development through tourism, real estate, and industrial agriculture that continue to decimate traditional, regenerative uses for and relationships with fresh water, turning them into expendable resources, polluted substances, extracted commodities, profiting elite landowners in what has become the raging river of private and public sectors in modern society. But with that too comes the embodiment of fierce aloha and resilience, the thread of continuity and care for and sacred understanding of vai, which is gaining momentum, validity, and accelerating flow as individuals and groups of communities perpetuate and revive their intimate, genealogical, and collective relationships to vai, helping more and more of us to remember there really is no older and more ancient element on this earth that continues to carry and create life like water itself. This is just a snapshot into the na'owo, wisdom and hard truths or root causes, as well as the roots of resilience and remedies we hope to uncover and offer to our listeners in this season on vai. And that will be led by me, Lala Ness, as your guest host on this season's Huaka'i, while Tina focuses on finishing her dissertation. So a little bit about me. My full name is Lorian Baird Hokuli'i Helfrich Ness, a.k.a. Lala Ness, born, raised, and educated on Oahu and Moku'o Ke'awe, Hawaii. My ohana has been in Hawaii for four generations. My heritage and identity come from a multi-ethnic diaspora of ancestors from Europe, Africa, and the Caribbean, yet rooted in Hawaiian worldviews and island life ways. I'm an alum of UH Manoa in behavioral science and an East-West Center Fellow in the Asia-Pacific Leadership Program. My lived adventures range from shimmying up the corporate ladder within the international travel industry by land, sea, and sky, to working in the grassroots nonprofit sector, birthing a small but mighty regenerative enterprise, Conscious Concepts, as well as diving into the belly of the bureaucratic beast within local government, at the nexus of climate change and environmental justice within the Honolulu Resilience Office. The past 12 years of my life have been dedicated to recultivating root relationships and repurposing that international corporate experience to be of service to reshaping and redefining socio-ecological justice and healing from a place-based, culturally centered perspective. I was raised by horses, have a deep love for movement and biomimicry, and heal the most when immersed in the salty and sweet flows of the waters that raise me. My ku'u vai is Waikea, the fresh springs that originate on the slopes of Mauna Loa, and my ku'u kai is Makua, along the west shores of Oahu. And if you happen to be new to Root Cause Remedies, a little about us. We are a wahine-led, place-based, environmental justice podcast exploring our paths to liberation through grassroots revolutionary storytelling. To us, honest dialogue, genuine listening, and rooted remembering of who we are as full humans and humanity are key starting points for radical transformative change in these radically changing times. We invite you to check out previous episodes and take this journey of rediscovery onward with us. That's all for now, Ohana. And always, stay tuned and stay rooted. You know, man.